What can we do about Western Washington's heroin crisis? Heroin-related deaths are at a 20-year high in King County. Heroin addiction is driving more people onto the streets. One idea is to make it easier for people to manage their addiction with medication. There are two drugs, methadone and buprenorphine, that can be used to treat opiate addiction. However, some people don't want to see those treatments in their neighborhoods. Did you see that episode of Frontline not long ago? It showed how community opposition in Bremerton led to Bremerton stopping a plan for a methadone clinic there. Puyallup has a temporary ban. Well, I talked with University of Washington professor Caleb Banta Green. He's on a King County Heroin Task Force, and he told me how those treatments work and why he thinks they are the right way to go.
People don't get addicted to treatment. People are addicted, and the treatment medications manage that addiction. And so the issue is that anybody who takes opiates, you take opiates for a month, I take opiates for a month, we'll get physically dependent. We stop using them, we'll go into withdrawal, we'll feel bad. That's a normal reaction. That's physical dependence. That happens to everybody. What happens to some people is they get addicted. Addicted is also psychological and social. I'm thinking about them all the time. It's getting in the way of my relationships. The issue is when you have these medications on those opiate receptors, the person can feel normal, they're physically stable, and then you can deal with the psychological and the social stuff. And when that stuff starts going away, your use isn't out of control, it's not getting in the way of your life, you are now having your treatment managed. You are in recovery on these medications. You are still physically dependent. You still have opiates on those receptors to feel normal and not go into withdrawal, but you're no longer addicted.
If you can be physically dependent on your medication, you know, you get this sort of backlash of you're trading one drug or one addiction for another. Mm-hmm. What do you say?
So what I say is it is this what sounds subtle but is profound distinction between physical dependence and addiction. It's needing to understand the difference between those two things, and that a person who is opiate addicted is out of control. It is impairing their ability to function in their life. It is a very different thing to say that a person is on a medication to feel normal, whether we're talking about antidepressants or whether we're talking about hypertension medications or whether we're talking about Nicorette. These are all harm reduction medications that are essentially getting a person to a stable state so that they can function.
So some people don't like the idea of methadone. What are the options?
So there are a range of other options. The main other treatment medication option that also has very good outcomes in terms of improving functioning and decreasing death is a medication called buprenorphine. The most common brand name is Suboxone. And that medication can also be given out in opiate treatment programs side by side with methadone. Some people feel better on one medication or another, but very different than methadone. It has a lower level of control by DEA. It can also be prescribed by a doctor in her office. And that person can then pick up a prescription at a pharmacy. So that really normalizes this as a medical condition that a doctor can manage in their office. As a quick aside, methadone can be prescribed by not just doctors, but nurse practitioners for pain out of their offices. But if it's for addiction treatment, it has to be in a very structured, tightly regulated drug treatment clinic.
Many 12-step programs will tell you the key is abstinence. Don't take it. How effective is abstinence for opiates?
It's not very effective in terms of outcomes for most people. Some people can do well in 12-step, right? 12-step works really well for the people it works for, but it is not a universal treatment for most people. And in fact, a huge study in the United Kingdom last year followed 150,000 people over time and found that your chance of dying was cut in half when you're on buprenorphine or methadone compared to not being in treatment or compared to being in counseling supportive things only.
Okay, so some people think using opiates to treat a heroin addiction is swapping one addiction for another. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
How have you seen that stigma affect whether we build new clinics and where we put them?
You know, some communities ask for these clinics to come into their communities, and then once it gets politicized, all of a sudden moratoria go up, and they're banned from citing new clinics in these locations. And my understanding often that is coming from the business community or from city council members and from political pressure to not welcome these clinics into their communities. And the issue with these clinics is that basically if you have opiate-addicted people in your community – they're likely to be using opiates for many, many years, and they're either going to be getting prescription medication somehow, or they're going to be injecting heroin. either situation is a chaotic lifestyle that involves a lot of illegal behaviors that has a big negative impact on the community, or they could actually be getting managed on medications in that community and get stabilized and be able to function and not have a negative impact on the community.
So what is your vision for, in the future, this is the way we treat opiate addiction in Puget Sound area?
There's methadone clinics, which I think there will be an important role for quite a while for. But in order to undermine the heroin market, methadone clinics are a tough way to do that. The real way to do it is to make buprenorphine available at every single pharmacy and that there's a linked data system so that you could show up at any pharmacy and they could see, does this person have a prescription for buprenorphine? When did they last get their dose? What's their insurance? And so that, you know, if I'm in a U district today, I can pick it up at Bartels. And if I'm in Wallingford tomorrow, I can pick it up at the 45th Street Clinic or the Walgreens over there. That anywhere you go, that it's easier to get treatment medications than it is to get heroin. Until we get to that point, I don't think we're going to see a meaningful change and really a substantial change in opiate addiction and mortality.
And how heavy a lift is it to get to that vision, that system that you want? Because you go around, you testified to Congress. How far are we?
You know, in King County, we need minimum 5,000 more treatment slots, probably 10,000. And in Washington State, we probably need at least 20,000. This is not a small incremental thing that we need to do. We need to scale up and give people a range of options that actually fit the way they need to live their lives as best we can. And that's going to be methadone in some circumstances, and it's going to be buprenorphine in other circumstances, as well as other supportive things like counseling and 12-step and so on. We need to dramatically increase capacity to improve the quality of lives for individuals and communities. I think the odds are low, but I think that's what we should be aiming for. Otherwise, we're just not going to get there. We have 600 people a year dying from opioid overdoses in Washington State. You know, there's no reason that number should be anywhere near that. But if we're going to make a meaningful dent, the best long-term overdose prevention is getting people stabilized on treatment medications like buprenorphine or methadone.
Caleb Banta-Green is a member of the King County Heroin and Prescription Opiate Task Force, and he wants to see more people treated with medications like methadone and buprenorphine.